السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ
عبد الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله بخير يا شيخ.
وعليت تكلف سوري فيك. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، our book on the days of Jum'ah is Kitab al-Kabair by Al-Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah, Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ahmad. We are discussing Kabair, those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that if we avoid them, نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. Just like the reward for fasting Ashura and Tasu'a, just like the reward of fasting on the ninth and the tenth day of Ashura, of Muharram. Just like the rewards of fasting on the ninth and the tenth day of Muharram. If you abstain from al-kaba'ir, nukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum, all your sayyi'at, all your sagha'ir. Because I am sure that those of us fasting Ashura and Tasu'a, may Allah accept it, we should have fasted yesterday and the day before. Because by the calendar in our country, today is the 11th day of Muharram. Yesterday was the 10th. So the day of Ashura itself, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged us to fast it. And the reward for it is atonement for the past sin of the past 1 year. But I'm sure that we all understand that the sin that will be atoned for and expiated for by the fasting of Ashura are sagha'ir, not kaba'ir. Because al-kaba'ir require the major sins that we have studied here. They all require particular repentance, except regarding certain acts of worship, about which the texts are clear that these acts of worship or these supplications remove the sins that are both kaba'ir and sagha'ir. So we are reading Kitab al-Kaba'ir, those sins for which the individual require particular acts of tawbah or particular deeds like Hajj. Hajj removes both kaba'ir and sagha'ir. Hajj, or like accepting Islam. When someone accepts Islam, all his kaba'ir and sagha'ir that he had committed before coming into Islam, al-Islam yajubbu ma kana qablahu, Islam cancels out all the sins that had been committed before the person became a Muslim. The same thing al-Hijrah. So likewise, there are deeds too, like observing Salatul Tasbih. All of these deeds cancel both kaba'ir and as-sagha'ir. So one of those kaba'ir, one of those sins for which if you avoid it, nukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum wa nudkhilkum mudkhalan karima. One of the benefits in it is that Allah will cancel out your minor sins, your sagha'ir, and then he will admit us into Al-Jannah. Meaning that from the sins that bring people into Jahannam are these kaba'ir. Al-kaba'ir bring people into Jahannam. May Allah protect and forgive all of us. So Al-Imam al-Zahabi, here we are reading Al-Kabiratu Salifata Ashra. Al-Kabiratu Salifata Ashra. We are reading the 13th amongst the Kabair. We started with Ash-Shirku Billah. Then we mentioned Qatlu Nafs, Uquq Al-Walidain, Man'u Al-Zakah, Aqlu Al-Riba, and all of these until we came to the 13th amongst the Kabair. And that is Al-Imam Al-Ghashu Li-Ra'iyatihi. The Imam, the ruler, the Khalifa, the Amir, the Sultan, the Waliyul Amri, that becomes Ghashun Li-Ra'iyatihi. He becomes a person who receives Yuzhiru Lahum Ghayra Ma Yudmiru. He shows to them other than what is in his mind. So he is deceiving them openly. He is guiding them openly in his mouth. He tells them what is beneficial, but inside his mind, he actually nurses evil. He will be telling them this is the right way, turn right, while he knows that turning right will lead them to perdition. This is deceiving his people. Al-Zalimu. Al-Zalimu. May Allah protect us. Is the one who deals with them unjustly. Al-Jabbar. That is the one that is tyrannical and oppressive. So Al-Imam Al-Ghashu Li-Ra'iyatihi. Al-Zalim Al-Jabbar. It's from the deeds of Al-Kabair. So a sin Al-Kabira is that the Imam, the ruler, the Khalifa, the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Sultan, the President, the Governor, the Wali al-Amri, people who have constituted authority with them, deceiving the followers, deceiving the people, treating them unjustly, and being oppressive and domineering over them. This is a very big sin. In the last class, we read two verses and a hadith. The first verse that speaks about the evil of such a leader is that verse in Surah Ash-Shura, where Allah said, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, إنما السبيل على الذين يظلمون الناس ويبغون في الأرض بغير الحق أولئك لهم عذاب أليم إنما السبيل على الذين يظلمون الناس. There is the path to blame, the path to blame, the road to blaming is for who? على الذين يظلمون الناس. Is for those who treat people unjustly, those who cheat people, وَيَبُغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ, and they spread aggression. They go on aggressing and oppressing on the surface of the earth. What do? They treat people unjustly. وَيَبُغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ, and then they spread on the surface of the earth oppression and aggression. Allah said, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ulaika lahum azabun alim. These people, lahum, what they deserve, what will be clearly earmarked for them on the day of Qiyamah, is azabun alim, a kind of a huge punishment that is painful. As innama as-sabeelu 'ala alladheena yadhlimoona an-naas wa yabghoona fil ardi bighayri al-haqqi ulaa'ika lahum 'adhaabun aleem. This is the punishment for a man, just a man, who goes about treating people unjustly and spreading oppression and aggression on the surface of the earth. How about a ruler who is supposed to care for the people, who is supposed to protect them, who is supposed to guide them? he betrays all of these trusts and goes on to treat the people يَظْلِمُونَ النَّاسِ وَيَبُغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. His own punishment is certainly more than the ordinary people who go about cheating people and oppressing them. May Allah protect us from cheating and oppressing. The second verse we studied here is in Surah Al-Ma'idah, where Allah spoke about Banu Israel. لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُدَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر قالوا لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. بنو إسرائيل لا يتناهون عن منكر قالوا. When they saw a group of them oppressing and aggressing against the other people, they don't stop that injustice. لا يتناهون عن منكر. They look at injustice and they look the other way. So how about when the ruler who is supposed to protect the people becomes the one who is unjust? Allah said, لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. What they were doing is such, so evil. May Allah protect us. Then we started with the ahadith under the chapter heading. The first hadith, and that was the last hadith we read in class, it occurs as hadith number 89 in this book, Al-Kabair. It is from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, radiyallahu anhuma, a very popular hadith. And it started that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, that kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi. كلكم راعٍ. All of you, every person amongst all of us, راعٍ, you are a caretaker. Let's translate it like that. Because الحافظ المؤتمن, the one who it should be the protector over something, المؤتمن, who has been entrusted with that thing, is to protect that thing. He has been entrusted with it. Al-Multazimu bi salahi ma qama alayh. He is placed in charge. He is always in charge of what he has been entrusted with. This is the ra'i. Let us give us an example. The husband over the house is the ra'i. How is the protector of the house and the security of the house is entrusted unto him. He will provide the food for the house. He will pay the rent for the house. He will care for the house and ensure that the whole house is in order. This is the ra'in. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, kullukum ra'in, all of you, you are heads of homes, you are caretakers. You are caretakers over what Allah has entrusted upon you. Ra'in linguistically actually means the one taking care of some heads of goats. So we refer to it as shepherds. But the meaning is beyond that. Don't forget that the shepherd, yes, will protect the head of sheep. He will protect them. He will guide them to where they will find some food to graze upon. In the night, he will lead them away from wild animals to safety and watch over them over the night to ensure that no thief comes to steal them. This is the way the husband is in the house. And this is the way the ruler is and must be over his people. So in this hadith, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that fal imamu ra'in wa huwa mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. The imam, the president, and the governor ra'in, they are placed, they are entrusted with the protection, with the guidance, with the welfare and the safety of that people. وهو مسؤول عن رعيته. He will be asked about them, about those people under whom, those people that Allah has placed under him. Allah will ask him about their safety. Allah will ask him about their welfare. Allah will ask him about their conditions. That is the Imam. We said the Imam also has other names. He can be referred to as Waliyul Amr. He can be referred to as Sultan. He can be referred to as Amirul Mu'minin. He can be referred to also as the Khalifa. So the Prophet said, here, alayhi salatu wasalam, he was regarding to the head of the people. He was referring to them as the Imam. So the Imam, the head of the people, the president, Ra'in, he has the trust of the people to guide them, to protect them, to take care of their welfare, to guide them. وهو مسؤول عن رعيته. So Allah will ask you if you are head of a people. In fact, it starts from the head of a people during a journey. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to us in a hadith in Sunan Abi Dawud, إِذَا خَرَجَ ثَلَاثَةٌ فِي سَفَرٍ فَلْيُؤْمِرُوا أَحَدَهُمْ إِذَا خَرَجَ ثَلَاثَةٌ فِي سَفَرٍ فَلْيُؤْمِرُوا أَحَدَهُمْ If even just three people go out on a journey, فَلْيُؤْمِرُوا أَحَدَهُمْ Let them make one of them their head, their Amir. This Amir al-Safar, as we call it, he has a job. فَهُوَ رَاعٍ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ He is رَاعٍ وَهُوَ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ Allah will ask him. Allah will ask him about the safety. Allah will ask him about the welfare of those that he is traveling with. Likewise, if you are a governor, likewise, if you are the imam of the masjid, likewise, if you are a governor, likewise, in our own country, if you are a local government chairman, all those people under you, wallahi, Allah will ask you about them. Local government chairman, Allah will ask you. Allah will ask you about the welfare of the people because the heads are appointed so that يُؤْمَنُ بِهَا السَّبِيلِ الْإِمَامَةُ Headship is established. يُؤْمَنُ بِهَا السَّبِيلِ By that, the roads are provided safety. وَيُقَامُ بِهَا الْحُدُودِ And the punishments, legal punishments for violations of the laws of the land are established. وَيُجَاهَدُ بِهَا الْعَدُوُ By the headship, by the rulership, the enemies are put away. The bandits, the terrorists, government is responsible to put them away. وَيُقْسِمُ بِهَا الْفَيْءُ Likewise, the common resources of the people are distributed by leadership. Regarding all of these, Allah will ask the leaders, of course, according to the powers that they have within their capabilities. So the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُلُّكُمْ رَعِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ Each and every one of you is the head, is a caretaker, and you'll be asked about what has been placed under you. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, فَلِإِمَامُ أَرَاءٍ وَهُوَ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ So the imam, the president, the head of state, the Waliyul Amri, the Khalifa, the Sultan. Allah will ask him, Uwa mas'oolun ara'iyati. Allah will ask him about the safety of the people. Allah will ask him, are laws established? Those who violate the laws, are they punished for violations? Are the resources distributed appropriately? Allah will ask the leader about all of these. That is hadith number 89. In hadith number 90, Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, وَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported this hadith. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, مَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ غَشَّنَا Al-Ghishu can occur in three forms. Al-Ghishu can occur in three forms. In all of these three forms, there is just one name about it, and that is deceit. The first form it can occur. The ulama say, Zayyana linnasi ghayra al-maslaha. The head, he begins to show to the people. He begins to guide them to something. And he knows that that is not the maslaha. That is not what is going to be preponderantly beneficial to them. But he's telling them to do it. I give you an example. In our own country, there is the debate about the removal of subsidy or non-removal of subsidy. From what we have heard and read, it appears that Allah knows best, that the best policy is that the subsidy is removed. So if somebody comes for political reasons, because many of the people, because they don't understand the value of removing the subsidy, they criticize it. Some of them are criticizing it just for political reasons, and Allah knows best. We are just talking from what we have heard and read. So he begins to say, no, I will not remove the subsidy. Why? Just to attract the attention of the voters to himself. He knows that the right thing is removing the subsidy. But he's saying, I will not remove the subsidy. Why? Just to curry votes to himself. So he's inviting them to something that he knows that it is not in their maslaha. So this is Gishul Ummah. This is Gish. This is what the Prophet is saying, alayhi salatu wasalam. Man ghashana, whoever tricks the Muslim Ummah. We the people of Iman, whoever treats us like this, alayhi minna, it is not in our way to deceive our people. How can a Muslim deceive the rest of the Muslims? The second meaning is that yuzhiru lana ghayra al-mutmir. Yuzhiru lana. He shows to us other than what is inside his mind. That is also deceit. May Allah protect all of us. The third meaning of al-wishu is yuzhiru lana al-mahabbata wa yuzmiru lana ak. He shows us that he loves us in the mouth, but in the real case inside his heart is filled with hatred for us. In all of these, it is Gish. One single name for it is Gish. Deceit, hypocrisy. Man Rashana, the one who deceives us amongst the rulers. Alayhi minna is not upon the way of the people of Islam. This hadith occurs in Sahih Muslim from the hadith of Abu Huraira. In hadith number 91, Al-Imam al-Dhahabi said, وقال, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Abdulmu zulumatun yawm al-qiyamah. Al-Zulmu. This hadith at the beginning says, Ittaqu Zulm. O people, avoid Al-Zulm. What does Al-Zulm mean? Every form of cheating the people, cheat, C-H-E-A-T. When you cheat, zalamt. When you are unjust to somebody, zalamtahu. When you are dirty in a dealing, zalamtahu. When you are unfair, zalamt. So these various forms of zulm, from the aspects of zulm, ayyuha al-ikhwa, is the kufur of kufar. How is it zulm? It is zulm against themselves. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them for the worship of himself. They end up worshipping other than Allah. So that is zulm. So this hadith number 91, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in it that ittaqu zulma. Poor people avoid zulm. Poor people avoid zulm. Don't cheat somebody. Don't be unjust to somebody. Don't treat somebody unfairly. Oh man, don't cheat your wife. Don't treat your wife unfairly. Oh wife, don't cheat your husband. Don't be unfair to him. Don't be unjust to him. Oh child, don't direct zulm towards your parents. Likewise, the parents must not treat their children upon zulm. Everybody, ittaqu, this is the meaning. Everybody must avoid zulm, because this zulm, it will be zulmatun yawm al-qiyamah. You're treating people unfairly and unjustly. Takunu zulmat ala sahibihi. It will become a means of darkness against you. La yatadi yawm al-qiyamati bisababi zulmihi fi dunya. Al-Imam Qadhi Iyad. So this hadith means that this kind of an individual who is treating people unjustly, who is cheating them, who is stealing their money, public funds are diverted for projects of personal use rather than for public use for which those funds are meant. You now begin to send people to Hajj and Umrah. You now begin to build a masjid. No, this is unjust. Don't steal people's money for these good deeds. These are good deeds, naam, but don't steal and deprive the people of their own benefits because of this. Do not steal, ikhwa. Ittaqu zulma. Avoid zulm. Keep away from zulm, O people, all of us, because az-zulmu zulumatun yawm al-qiyamah. Anybody who does not keep away from az-zulmu, la yahtadi yawm al-qiyamati bisababi zulmihi fi dunya. He will not find a means of guidance on the day of Qiyamah because of his zulm while he was on the surface of the earth. That one he committed on the earth, it will be a means of darkness against him on the day of Qiyamah. That hadith is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. And it occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari and in Sahih al-Muslim. The next hadith is hadith number 92. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wassalam, ayyuma ra'in ghasha ra'iyatahu fahuwa fi an-nar. Ayyuma ra'in ghasha ra'iyatahu fahuwa fi an-nar. Ayyuma ra'in. Any head of a people. Ikhwa. any head of a people, beginning from the husband, any head of a people, and then the wife, because the wife too, she is Ra'iyatun fi Bayti Zawjiha. She is a head taking care of the house of her husband. The Prophet said so, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet said, Ayyuma Ra'in. So all those people the Prophet mentions, alayhi salatu salam, say this is Ra'in. He mentioned the Imam. This is Ra'in. A man over his house. This is Ra'in. A woman over her house. In this hadith, say Ayyuma, any one of them who is the head of a people. So it's not restricted to president alone or people. Many times when people talk about injustice, it is all about president and governor and local government chairman. Yes, they are involved. In fact, they are in front. In fact, they control a large number of people and they more fall under this hadith. But you are part of it too as the head of a family. You are part of it too as a woman regarding the home of your husband. The Prophet said in this hadith, alayhi salatu wasalam, Ayyuma ra'in, any person who is the head of a people, placed in charge of something, entrusted with their affairs, ghasha ra'iyatahu, as the head, as the husband, as the wife, as the imam of your masjid, as the imam of your community, as the local government head in your community, as the governor of your state. Ikhwa, ayyuma ra'in ghasha ra'iyatahu. Any leader, any ruler over any group of people who deceives his people. Fahuwa fi nar. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a person will be inside Jahannam. The punishment for the ruler deceiving his people is fire. Jahannam. O rulers, we beg you by Allah, don't deceive the people. How? If you know that removing fuel subsidy is the best for us, remove it. Don't deceive us not to remove it. If the state police, I'm just employing matters that are in discourse presently. If state police is the best for us, then we should not go to any other than that. We should stop criticizing the rulers. Once the ruler recognizes that this is the best for the people, it is a sin for him to do other than the best. If floating the naira is the best for us, then it must be done. So all that the government must do are those things they know that, yes, it is in the best interest of the country, irrespective of the political leanings and meanings that may be read into those actions. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyuma ra'in ghasha ra'iyatahu fahuwa fi nar. Ikhwa, if the husband knows, if you deceive your wife, it is Jahannam. That is the meaning. Ayyu ra'in. Any person that is ra'in. And the Prophet said, wa rajulu alayhi salatu wa salam. Ra'in is the ra'in. The man is the head of the house. Ali? Yeah, he said, ayyu ra'in. Anyone who is the head of the people. Ghasha ra'iyatahu. Just like the woman too. The woman must not deceive her children and those under her care. Ikhwa, one of the problems we have is that when we read things like this, we look far rather than at ourselves. The unfortunate thing is that we will be asked, or fortunate, call it unfortunate. We all will be asked about ourselves. I will be asked about myself. You will be asked about yourself. For most times when things like these are discussed, all our attention will shift the president, Tinubu, to the governors. In fact, many times people don't even talk about the governors. Everything is president, president, president. Ikhwa, even the imam of the masjid will be asked, if you deceive your people, Allah will put you inside Jahannam. ajumara, any ra'in, any head of a people, ghashara ayyatahu, who deceives his people that he is heading and leading and ruling over, he has power and authority over them. For who was in nar, he will enter Jahannam. The Prophet said so, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith was reported by Ma'aqil ibn Yasar, the companion who reported this hadith. This love occurs in the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmad. The one that follows it, that one occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man istara'ahu ra'iyatan, man istara'ahu ra'iyatan, ثم لم يحبها بنصح إلا حرم الله عليه الجنة. والله, this thing is a very difficult thing. Ikhwa, everybody should avoid it. Very dangerous for us. The Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, من استرعاه الله رعية. Anybody, man, this is from Sirat al-Umum, any person. So this involves every person who comes in that position. Istara'ahu Allahu ra'iyatan. Allah places under him a group of people. Thumma lam yuhibha bi nushin. These people that Allah placed under him, lam yuhibha, he did not take care of them. He did not attend to them bi nushin, upon sincerity, upon righteousness, upon fairness, upon justice, upon good knowledge, good effort to ensure that they are safe, to ensure that they have good welfare, to ensure that they are protected, to ensure that they are preserved. Lam yuhit ahabi nushin. He did not do all of that. All he was interested in that is their leader. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a person does this, illa haram Allahu alayhi al-jannah, Allah will make al-jannah haram for him. The ulama say, from two angles, it may be permanent and it may be temporary. It may be permanent if he thinks that it is halal for him. It's not haram to abandon the people. If you think that it is halal to abandon the people, yes, it's lawful. Then this, considering this evil to be lawful, may make him be in Jahannam forever. But if he knows that what he's doing is bad, when he comes to be giving excuses, even when he's doing it, knowing that this thing is bad, Allah has prohibited it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited it. He knows that it is haram. He's just doing it out of shaitan's deceit on him, or out of following his desires. This one will be in Jahannam for a long, long, long time. That Allah alone knows. So the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man istara'ahu Allahu ra'iyatan. Ikhwa, this hadith is disturbing the mind so much. Man istara'ahu Allahu ra'iyatan. Anyone that Allah places any group of people under him, thumma lam yuhibha bi nushin, then he did not follow up these people with sincerity, illa haramallahu alayhi jannah. What will be his portion is that Allah will prohibit him from al-jannah. Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, وَفِي لَفْزٍ, in another expression of this hadith of Ma'aqil ibn Yasar, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, يَمُوتُ حِينَ يَمُوتُ وَهُوَ غَاشٌ لِرَعِيَّتِهِ إِلَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. If a person استرعاه الله رعيته, Allah places a group of people under him. Maybe it's a wife. Allah places the home under her. Wallahi, ikhwa, or a husband, your wife and children, or the imam of a masjid, or the head of a community, or the local government chairman, or the state governor, ikhwa, and then the president. This man is tar'ahu Allahu ra'iyatan. Allah placed the people over you, you are their head. Summa lam yuhit bi nusrin. That is the first one. And the second one we are reading is summa yamutu hina yamut. Wahu rashun li ra'iyatin. The day that he died, he dies. And then it happens that he died upon deceiving his people. He is ruling them upon the rules that he knows will not bring benefit to them. The policies that he employs are policies that he is aware that these policies will not bring benefit. The projects that he embarks upon are projects that he is aware the projects will not benefit them. The expenditures that he makes, he knows that it will not benefit them. يَمُوتُ حِينَ يَمُوتُ. And he dies upon this. وَهُوَ غَاشٌ لِرَعِيَّتِهِ. Why? He's in the condition of deceiving his people. إِلَّا رَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. This kind of a person. الْجَنَّةِ is haram for him. This hadith occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari. It also occurs in Sahih al-Muslim. From the hadith of Ma'qil ibn Yattar. رضي الله عنه. The Imam al-Zahari said, وَفِي لَفْزٍ. And yet another expression of this hadith, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that لَمْ يَجِدْ رَائِحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ. This man, it is not that حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. لَمْ يَجِدْ رَائِحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ. He will not even smell the fragrance of al-jannah. Wallahi, this hadith, it means women who don't take care of their homes. It's referring to men who abandon their family. Of course, regarding those men, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, kafa lil mar'i isman. It is sufficient thing for an individual. And you bayi'a man ya'ud. He abandons those who are dependent on him. He abandons his wife and family. No food, no care, no attention. Is he not sin for you? We know you are a sinner. Why? He abandons his family. No care for them. No attention. No food. No accommodation. No clothes. No education. No guidance. He is not even protecting their deeds. Anybody who does this. The first report, hadith number 92, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, وَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ. In hadith number 93, it said, أَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. In the other wordings of hadith number 93, the Prophet said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, لَمْ يَجِدْ رَائِحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ. That kind of a man, or that kind of a woman, or that kind of a local government chairman, or that kind of a governor, or that kind of a president, or that kind of a minister, because in their own job, they are placed in some part of the job of the community. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, man istara'ahu Allahu ra'iyatan, any person that Allah places any groups of people under them, and then he misbehaved, لَمْ يُحِبْتُهَا بِنُصْرِكَ. He did not deal with them upon good dealings and sincerity. This person will not smell al-jannah. May Allah forgive all of us and protect us. Ikhwa, this thing involves the heads of schools. This thing involves principals. It involves heads of universities, vice chancellors, the dean, the heads of departments. all these people. Allah placed people under you to rule them. If you don't rule them properly, you will not smell the fragrance of Al-Jannah. Anybody who does that will not smell the Raiha. It's not just about the president, even though his own case is worse. This is why in the Sunnah, from the jobs of the people of the Sunnah, is to regularly make dua for the head, for the rulers, for the president, for the imam, for the sultan. Why? So that Allah helps him guide him. So that Allah helps him provide good help and support for him. So that he is guided in his actions and his decisions. Ikhwah, there's also a point of benefit here. Avoiding to become a ruler because the job is big and it will threaten your al-jannah if you don't do it well. May Allah protect all of us. If you are the president of the country, everybody is under you. You will be asked about everybody, about their safety, about their welfare, about their affairs. Ikhwah, it is a big thing. Let us take one more hadith. Hadith number 94 has been reported by many companions. Buraida ibn al-Husayb reported it. Thawban, Mawla al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported it. Sa'd ibn Ubadah reported it. Ubadah ibn al-Samit reported it. Abdullah ibn Abbas reported it. Abu Umama al-Bahili reported it. Abu Darda reported it. And many others, Ka'b ibn Ujra reported it. Anas ibn Malik reported it. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. What does all of these signify? It signifies that the message in it was widespread. Everybody heard the Prophet talking about it. And it occurs in the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmed. It occurs in the Musnad of Al-Imam Al-Bazzar, Ibn Abi Shayba in his Musannaf. It occurs with Al-Imam Al-Tabarani in his Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat. It also occurs in many other books of hadith that the Prophet said what? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min amirin, ma min amiri ashratin, ma min amiri ashratin. There is no person ruling over even 10 people. Ma min amiri ashratin. There is no person ruling over even 10 persons. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, illa yu'ta bihi maglulatun yadahu ila unukihi. If you rule over 10 persons, you will be brought on the day of Qiyamah, maglulatun yadahu. It will be that his two hands are tied to his neck. If you are a ruler over people, get ready for this. If you are a president, get ready for this. If you are a governor, get ready for this. On the day of Qiyamah, you will be brought with your hand tied to your neck. So what will now happen? Atlaqahu adluhu aw awbaqahu dawruhu. His adl, his justice, atlaqahu adluhu. Your justice, your fairness, your goodness, your uprightness will be the means by which your hands will be relieved from your neck. Aw awbaqahu jawru, or your injustice, your oppression, your domineering the people, your diverting public funds will be the reason why the person will be destroyed on the day of Qiyamah. In another expression of this same hadith number 94, that person, لا يفكه إلا العدل. It is the justice with which he ruled, that by which he will be freed. Every ruler will be brought on the day of Qiyamah with their hands on their necks. أطلقه أدله, his justice will make him have his hands released. أو أوبقه جوره, all his injustice, his oppression, the hardship he placed the people will put him to destruction. Ikhwa, you can see how so dangerous it is that somebody is a leader and he is unfair. That somebody is a leader is oppressive. That somebody is a leader is aggressive and domineering against the people, deceiving them. It is from the Kabair and it is from the deeds of Jahannam that you have an Imam Ghashir, the head of the people who deceive them. You have an Imam Al-Ghalim, the head of the people who treats them unjustly. We have an Imam Al-Jabbar, he aggresses and oppresses the rest of the people. All of these are deeds of Jahannam. That's why, on the other hand, the Quran and the Sunnah encourages the people to be patient, as if to say, don't worry, he's coming to meet me here. If a woman is not fair in the home of her husband, it is like saying, don't worry, she will come and meet me. وَوَاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. If a man fails in his duties at home, because he is also a head, it is like saying, don't worry, you will come and meet me here. Likewise, the heads like governors and presidents and others that we have mentioned, heads of parastatals, heads of universities, heads of secondary schools, principals, heads of primary schools, Allah will ask all of you, you will be brought on the day of Qiyamah. Your hand should be tied to your neck. أَطْلَقَهُ أَدْلُهُ. Your justice will be the reason why you'll be freed. أَوْ أَوْبَقَهُ جَوْرُهُ. Or your oppression, your indecency. I can sack you. You sack him. Don't worry. You will suffer the pain of that sucking and the yeah. Your husband, you can deal with your wife as you like. No problem. You will suffer for it. You will pay for it on the day of Qiyam. So no form of zulmu, no form of grishu, deceit, no form of zulmu, injustice and unfairness, and no form of al-jabr, aggression and oppression, is lawful as far as our deen Islam is concerned. Many times when we tell the people to be patient over the wrongdoings of the government or over the wrongdoings of heads of parastatals and things like this, they think that we are condoning them. No, it is the two sides of a coin. The way the Sharia encourages patience over the jawr, over the jab, aggression and domineering policies of government, we are encouraged to be patient. The same way he's warning the rulers. Look at this hadith. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيُّمَا رَأِنْ غَشَّ رَأِيَّتَهُ فَهُوَ فِنَا. Any ruler who deceives his people will enter Jahannam. Subhanallah, ikhwa. Any ruler who deceives his people will enter Jahannam. The Prophet said so. أَيُّمَا رَأِنْ. Any ruler. In the next hadith in 93, he said, مَنْ اِسْتَرْعَاهُ اللَّهُ رَأِيَّةً. Any person that Allah places over a group of people. ثُمَّ لَمْ يُحِبْهَا بِنُصْحٍ. When he did not handle them, protecting them, he did not protect them. He left them to be attacked by bandits, by terrorists, by armed robbers, by unknown gunmen, by kidnappers, and the various organizations we know in our own community. You left the people to this. Don't worry. حرم الله عليه الجنة. Allah will make Al-Jannah unlawful for him. He did not, no effort. He is just looking the other way. May Allah protect all of us. In the other expressions of the hadith, the Prophet says such a person, لَمْ يَجِدْ رَائِحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ. He will not even smell the fragrance of Al-Jannah. And they will be brought on the day of Jannah, on the day of Qiyamah, maglulatu yadav. The two hands are tied to their necks. Prophet said, alayhi salat, atlaqahu adi. His fairness and justice will grant him freedom. Or awbaqahu jawru. His oppression and indifferent and inappropriate rules will cause him to the destruction on the day of Qiyamah. In fact, these kinds of reports can make somebody who is a ruler to go and repent and change his policies, and change his ways towards his people. May Allah protect all of us. But don't forget, it applies to all of us, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept on repeating, "Ayyuma ra'in," any ruler. Another expression says, Manistar Allah, any person that Allah makes the head of the people. The other expression he says, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ma min amiri ashratin. There is no head of, even if it's a 10, a group of 10 that you are ruling over. Ulama say, he mentioned 10, the taqeen, to show that even the number may be small. So the matter is not about 10. But even though the number is small, if you rule over a people, you will be brought on the day of Qiyamah, your hands will be tied to your neck. I want to be my departmental head. No problem. Be your departmental head. You'll be brought on the day of Qiyamah, your hands will be tied to your neck. You'll be freed by the justice you use, or you'll be put to destruction by the oppression and the deceit with which you occupy the position. Oh, I want to be the governor of my state. No problem. The same thing will happen on the day of Qiyamah when you become that governor and leave. You'll be brought on the day of judgment. Your hands will be tied to your neck. You'll be freed by your justice, or you'll be put to destruction by the injustice and oppression with which you ruled as a governor. So rule, go on. Be called all names. Be called an emperor. They know you to be an oppressor. You shall come before your Lord on the day of Qiyamah. Your hands will be tied to your neck, and you will be asked, you'll be made to be free by the justice you employed, and you'll be put to destruction by the oppression with which you occupied your office. We beg Allah, all our rulers, all our wives, all our husbands, Ya Rabbal Alameen, all our imams in our masajid, all our heads of schools, heads of institutions, higher institutions of learning, all places, in fact, the head laborer too. If you lead any group of people, all those who have headed traveling teams, Hajj traveling teams too, you are involved. Because during those journeys, you lead over 10 people, anybody leading people, you'll be asked on the day of Qiyamah about how you have fared regarding them. I beg Allah to make things easy for all of us, especially our presidents in our country. May Allah guide him. May Allah make things easy for him. May Allah protect him. May Allah provide him sound health. If you read these ahadith, you will pity them. May Allah make him have people who give him good advice. May Allah never make him become an oppressor. The mistakes he commits, may Allah protect him and forgive him and guide him to that which is best for us in our affairs. Likewise, the governors of states and other heads of government are at it. Wallahi, leadership is difficult. Those who make noises as leaders don't know the job and the duty of leadership, especially in our own communities. May Allah help our leaders and forgive their shortcomings. Abba Abdurrahman. There's a question here about Rahman. Maybe the brother did not listen well. Both angels, sisters, shepherd will be in Jahannam forever. As we mentioned that the scholars have stated, does that explicitly mean that the act of being unjust purposely is kufur? It is not just about purposely. It is being unjust, considering injustice to be halal. It is not just purposely. The one who does it purposely, knowing that it is wrong, is doing it purposely. But he knows that it is wrong. This is not what we are talking about, that person will be in Jahannam forever. The one that is kufur is the one who considered that sin as halal. It is not a sin. He considers it halal. He considers haram, in this case, injustice. He thinks that it is halal. As if to say Allah supports injustice. As if to say the Sharia clearly supports injustice. Of course, say, yes, there's nothing wrong about it, it's halal. This kind of a person is the one we are saying that his statement is a statement of kufur. It is a statement by which a person can be in Jahannam forever. It is not just about oppression alone and injustice. If someone says Salat is not compulsory now, begins to argue. If we don't say he's ignorant and give him the excuses of ignorance, and other mawani or takfir. That statement is a statement of kufur that makes a person remain inside Jahannam forever. That one is different from someone who knows that it is wrong to be unjust. But, well, we have to do it. This is politics, and then he does it purposely. This is not what we are talking about. This one will enter Jahannam too unless Allah adores him. If Allah does not forgive him, if he dies as a Muslim, and Allah does not forgive him in Jahannam, for as long as Allah alone knows. But don't forget, people who commit kabair and became punished inside Jahannam, Allah knows for as long as they will be removed from Jahannam, unless they were upon shirk or kufur, or an-nifakul akbar. Allah will, at the time that He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will free them from Jahannam. But those who commit kufur, like those who consider haram as halal, like someone considers zina as halal, there's nothing wrong with zina, don't disturb us. This kind of a person, if he does not repent from this evil, it is kufur. It is beyond just saying that he should repent from zina. No. Yes, he should repent from zina, and he should repent from declaring something that is haram as halal. I hope that this is clear, brother.
Amen. So another one, does this suffice to reject rules appointed to one person? If one is very afraid of being questioned, like
Abiyah. Yes, my dear brother. Yes, my dear brother and sister. If you really know that you are weak, the Prophet told some of the companions, radiallahu anhum, wa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, warned some companions never to take leadership roles. Do you know that? He said, hey, come, never rule a people. Even if you are two, don't be the ruler. That was Abu Dharr al-Ghifari. Come, don't be a ruler. Don't lead over any two group of people. So that a person is righteous does not mean that he can rule well. That a person is righteous, it does not mean that ruling, administration is something else equal. Wallahi, taking care of something, maintaining something. When a young girl is in the house of her father, she may not be doing much. But when you get into the house of a husband where you've been maintaining things, taking care of things, that's a big job. The same thing, man. You may be going about, everybody saying that you're intelligent. The day you marry, are you able to manage your wife and your home? So may Allah protect all of us from evils. Headship is a problem. If you now deliberately, you do not do it well, Allah is a bigger problem. This hadith we read, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ma min amiri asharatin illa yu'ta bihi maglulatu yadahu ila unukihi. There is no person who heads any group of ten, except that he will be brought on the day of Qiyamah, maglulatu yadahu, the two hands will be tied to the neck. He has not said anything. He has not done, you are ruler, come. The hands tied to the neck. So what will happen? Atlaqahu adlu. When he was a ruler, was he just? That justice will be the means of freeing his hands away from the neck. Or awbaqahu jawru. Was he oppressive? He was upon jawr. He oppressed everybody. You did what you like. That one put him to, it will put him to destruction. So you can see it's a big job. If you know that you are weak in administration, if you know that you are weak in taking care of things and being in charge, my dear brother, avoid it. May Allah protect all of us. This is the same position. People are spending billions to become governors. People are spending billions to become presidents and heads of parastatals. People are bribing to be ministers. People are bribing. You know, we know our country where we are in. House of Reps, politicians, we know what they do. And this is a matter that can bring them into Jahannam when they don't do well. May Allah protect all of us. Let me take a question from you, please.
This one is, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum wa salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What if one wife employs a maid to assist with her household, and she only supervises her sometimes due to being busy working in the hospital? Is she considered to abandon her family?
If you like have 10 maids, you will be asked about your home, O woman. You will be asked about your home. So if the jobs are poorly done by the maids, you will carry the responsibility. You are the head of those maids. You are the one about whom the home will be asked. Any person you brought into the home to work together with you or under you, they are still under you, and you will be asked about the home. So whether, if you like, you can work as a teacher of Quran inside Masjidul Haram, not just hospital. You will be asked about your home. That was why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to us that the best of the places a woman can be with the rahmah of Allah with her is fi qa'ri baytiha, is inside her home. Your home, irrespective. If you like, say you are in the hospital, you are in the theater, it does not say that Allah will not ask you about your home. Allah will ask you about your home. So if you are working, if you are teaching, as a woman in a female secondary school, for example, or you're a doctor, or you are whatever, or teaching Quran, Don't let that affect your home. It's one of the basic conditions for being allowed to go out to work in the first place. If it will affect your home, don't go. Set your priorities right. Some people say, it's a work for the Ummah. Don't work for the Ummah to destroy yourself. Work for the Ummah, yes. Should work for the Ummah put you to destruction. You survive in the Ummah, but you fail in your own personal responsibilities. Set your priorities right. You will be asked, the Prophet said so, alayhi salatu ayyuma ra'in, any person, and the Quran, the Hadith mentions that, wal mar'atu ra'iyatun fi bayti zawjiha, wa hiya mas'ulatun an. So you will be asked. There is nothing that will push that one away. And I don't know anything in the Nusus that is so clear about a woman being asked about her home. This hadith is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. It occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. This is the same home people are playing with. I'm a doctor. Oh, I'm teaching Quran. Oh, I'm teaching this. Oh, I'm a nurse. All those things. Place them upon the priority that as long as they do not affect your basic duties of caring for your home must be clean. There must be food and drink in your home. Your children must be taken care of properly. You must ensure this. Why? Allah will ask you about it over. The same thing, above you is your husband. So your husband will be asking, how is the home? How is food? How is kitchen? How is this? How is that? Allah will ask him if he does not care for the home. Did you not see that the Prophet himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, was commanded by Allah and the rest of the Muslims? One verse came to my mind, another one came. I'll read one and then the next. The Prophet was commanded, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa'mur ahlaka bis-salah, command your home to observe salah. Wastabir alayha, ensure that they do it too. Be patient over that salat is clearly established in your home by the women in the home. If a man does not do that, Allah will ask him. The same way the Prophet, the Quran told the people of Iman alayhi radiallahu anna, he said in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O people of Iman, ku anfusakum, protect yourself wa ahlikum and your family from Jahannam. So if a man fails, Allah will ask him this question. Protect your family. Did you protect your family? So as a man will be asked, the woman will be asked. The man cannot say, I'm busy outside. I'm delivering lectures. I travel to Lagos. All those things does not stop you from being asked about your home. You will be asked about your home. Oh man, oh sheikh, oh ustaz. So the same way the woman will be asked about the home, the children, the home. Everybody will be asked about that job. So everybody should prepare. So then the man say, oh, I'll send driver to take care of them. You will be asked the same way. The woman will say, I'll send nanny and maid to do the job. You will be asked. So set your priorities right. May Allah protect us and forgive all of us. I hope that this is clear about us. Allah Rahman, are you there?
No, ya Sheikh, nothing really.
May you ayakum kawi kali today. Today is the day of Jummah. Today is the day of Jummah, about the Rahman. Those who did not fast on the ninth day of Ashura, I hope that they are fasting today. Because when you fast Ashura, you don't fast Ashura alone. If you don't fast a day before it, then you have to fast a day after it. So if you are fasting, it's an opportunity for you before Ghurub Shams. As a man, go for a masjid. As a woman, go into the deep part of your room, go and sit down there, start making dua. It is a time for dua's acceptance. Please, Ikhwah, let us use today opportunity between Maghrib and Isha, between Asr and Salatul Maghrib on the days of Jum'ah. There are times for Ijabah, times for Allah's answering and granting our requests. Please make use of the opportunity. Like I always say, don't forget to make dua for me. حفظكم الله بارك الله فيكم أبا عبد الرحمن السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
نعم. آمين يا شيخ.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.